This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let's pause here, shall we, to pour one out for some of those corporate pandemic darlings, for the Pelotons that thought people would be riding bikes inside forever, only to have to announce last week that it's going to have to stop making its own bikes so it can get the exercise content right. And speaking of content, also the Netflixes that thought we'd all be sitting around on our couches streaming forever, only to announce yesterday that it lost nearly a million subscribers last quarter. Yes, that was half as many as they thought they'd lose, but you take my point, right? Look, though, on the one hand, you can't blame companies that rode the momentum they had during the lockdowns, right? On the other, though, ain't nothing lasts forever. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is here with a pandemic corporate strategy explainer.
When a company is faced with a huge period of disruption, say a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, it has a choice to make.
Whether you will be paralyzed or you will just, you know, enjoy the moment where the deck is in the air and everything gets reshuffled.
Anat Lechner is a professor of management at NYU. She says enjoying the moment, leaning into it, takes a lot of understanding about who you are as a company and how you've overcome challenges. Young businesses don't have that historical knowledge.
Some companies just go with the flow. And, you know, when the market demands growth out of you and you're able to kind of chase that, you end up becoming a whole lot less self-reflective.
Businesses would be crazy not to meet market demands by investing in growth, carpe diem and all that. But it means so many resources become tied up in the moment. Seizing the day sometimes means overlooking the future. And if the future brings slowing demand, it can hit some companies harder than others, says Randy Allen, a professor of strategy at Cornell.
I may have a lot of excess manufacturing capacity, warehousing capacity that I can't use.
Peloton bikes, grocery delivery, and binge watching were solutions to pandemic problems. Greg Portell, a consultant at Kearney, says now some companies need to figure out how to grow beyond being solutions.
Can you take a consumer and actually shape their behavior as opposed to react to their behavior?
Easier said than done when COVID has upended everything over and over again.
Anyone that's starting to think about a business cycle that lasts more than 90 days is a bit foolish.
In other words, companies may be justified in taking it one quarter at a time. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.